This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Folks, it's real now because we're live from Frisco with the PetroServe USA studios. And the game clock has started to tick. We're going to get there. We are going to get there, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to be something and lots of fun, I might add. Our road to Frisco updates. Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Brought to you by the Gate City Bank Frisco Fan Cam. Brought to you by Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, our title sponsor this year. We thank them very much for returning to bring you all these reports. Also brought to you in part by Fisher Sales and Leasing, JDP Electric, the Medicine Shop, the Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. And speaking of My Pillow, I have a hat trick of pillows. How many is that, Kev?
I would say that's three.
That's three pillows. And they are yours if you fulfill one simple task. Call us and tell us about your travels to Frisco. If you're on the road, you're packing up, just getting on the road, you're either on the road or literally just ready to leave. And make the trek down, as a lot of people do. I want to hear your road trip stories. What you've done, where you stop, what your routine is. This is the first time. Tell us a little bit about that. So anyway, free My Pillows for the first three stories we get there. All you do is call us at 800-228-0550. 701-258-0550. You can also text me at 701-367-2054 and text us your number. We'll call you if you want to just say, hey, I'm on the road and call me when it works. We'll call you if that's easier. 701-367-2054. But the first three on the air today with the road trip stories to Frisco win a free My Pillow. Okay? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is off today. You've got yours truly, Scott Hannon, and Kevin Flynn. Also joining us later will be Nate Tangway, our analyst, four-time national champion on the defensive side of the ball for the NDSU Bison, been with us in the lead-up to Frisco, and will be with us from Frisco. And so Nate will be here, Steve Hallstrom as well, and they're going to chat with Chris Kleiman, former NDSU and current Kansas State football coach, a little later on in the program. We're also going to talk to Senator John Homan at the bottom of this hour about the week that was. This has been a crazy week. So all that coming up on the program. If you have something on your mind, please tell me what it is. 800-228-0550. I have to give a quick shout out to a kind soul by the name of Lynn Oz. You've heard Lynn Oz on this program before. Purple Heart recipient. Also that prestigious award. He's decorated. Trust me, he's highly decorated. But the French, the Legion of Honor Award, honored him as well. He was at the Battle of the Bulge, Operation Varsity, Ryan Airborne Assault. He's done it all. There's a new book out called 4 Hours of Fury. Have you heard about this?
I have not.
The untold story of World War II's largest airborne invasion and the final push into Nazi Germany.
Ooh.
Does that sound any good?
Yeah, right.
That sounds like a movie. Guess who is front and center in chapter one? Our buddy Lynn Oz. Right there, the book starts with a story about Lynn's platoon stopping to dig their defensive positions in a field littered with frozen American and German corpses. Think of that. As I read this, I thought of our current war on terror that some people refuse to call a war. I don't understand it. Pause that thought. Mitch McConnell just hit the Senate floor. Is he, see what he's talking about here. I think he's talking about the impeachment stuff. Might be some news here. They're actually getting these
Groundhog Day of impeachment without resolution. Alexander Hamilton specifically warned against a procrastinated resolution of impeachments. In part, that is because our duly elected president deserves a verdict, just like every American who is accused by their government deserves a speedy trial. But look, this goes deeper than fairness to one individual. This is about what is fair to the entire country. There's a reason why the framers did not contemplate a permanently unsettled presidency. That is true under any circumstances, but consider especially the circumstances of recent days.
Interesting line there. Permanent?
Even as the Democrats have prolonged this game, we have seen Iran escalate tensions with our nation. We live in a dangerous world. So, yes, the House majority can create this temporary cloud over a commander-in-chief if they choose. If they choose. But they do not get to keep the cloud in place forever. So look, there's real business for the American people that the United States Senate needs to complete. If the Speaker continues to refuse to take her own accusations to trial, the Senate will move forward next week with the business of our people. We will operate on the assumption that House Democrats are too embarrassed to ever move forward, and we will get back to the people's business. For example, the Senate continues to process President Trump's landmark trade deal, the USMCA, through our committees of jurisdiction. It passed the Senate Finance Committee this week by a landslide vote of 25-3.
Nice.
A major victory for the president and for working families. Now our other committees will continue their consideration. And there is more. The epidemic of opioids, fentanyl, and other substance abuse continues to plague our nation. Some colleagues have signaled they may raise privilege resolutions on war powers. The Senate has plenty of serious work to do for our country. So while the Speaker continues her irresponsible games, we'll continue doing the people's business.
Mitch McConnell.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. How'd you like to be Nancy Pelosi in your office watching that?
I was just thinking that.
You know, this is what Mitch McConnell's very, very good at. Don't try and play chicken with Mitch McConnell. You know, I mean, he's very, very good at that, calling out the games that are being played. And, you know, I know that Mitch McConnell isn't perfect, that sometimes you want to just about scream, but I'm telling you, that's good stuff. And I don't remember what he said, permanently unstable presidency? Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do.
I'm not sure I know permanent is what he said. I don't know if unstable is what he said, but whatever he said was very insightful because, again, as he's saying, the framing, President Trump has been under attack from before he was president. He's been facing this political game since before he was president. Remember, they thought, oh, yeah, we're going to make up all this stuff about him, and then we're going to go to the FISA court, and then we're going to take him down. And it didn't happen. And then they bring in Mueller. And it's a nothing burger. So then they invent this Ukrainian thing, and it's a nothing burger. These people are incredible, and I know why. I do. All right. Remind me, I want to come back to the book, 4 Hours of Fury, and the part in this that Lynn Oz, North Dakota hero, is quoted. But Jack in Fargo had a question. I'll get you in before the break here. Jack, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm a conservative Donald Trump Republican. I want to ask you something. You think a war on terror, the terror wars exist against the U.S. public? Is that what you think?
Yeah, and my point is I think it's been going on for, well, you know, let's just go back to the Iranian Revolution and what happened there and the hostages. So
okay.
Let
me ask you this. If you go outside right now and look around the horizon, tell me how many fires you see.
When you say fires, you know, actual fires or what?
Yeah, actual fires that are being set by terrorists. Tell me how many you see.
Again, if you're talking fire, I don't see any.
Well, that's right. And the first lesson, and middle page of any book, any terrorist book, says one thing, set fires. There are none. Over there, there is a terror war against us, yes. Here, it's not real. It's all made up. I mean, I'm a conservative, and I can see that it's just not so.
Did you think 9/11 was made up?
Yeah, but that's been quite a few years ago, and you know, that may have been an insurance fire.
Well, Boston Marathon, we've had other terror attacks.
Well, yeah, but how many have occurred in Fargo, in Bismarck?
But wait a minute. That might have been an insurance fire. 9/11 was an insurance fire? Are you saying that the company that wanted to cash in on the insurance went out and hired some...
No, they didn't. Those guys that brought the towers down didn't know why they were doing it. They were just told to take part in it. They were just the patsies. They did it, yeah.
And Osama bin Laden's direction. I think the whole idea of fighting over there is so we don't have the fires here. So I certainly agree there isn't the threat here that it's there, but it's still there.
Come and experience genuine North Dakota hospitality at New Leaf Hospitality Hotel. Offering 7 prime locations in western North Dakota. The Hawthorne Suites in Minot, Mainstay Suites in Stanley and Tioga, the Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites in Newtown and Watford City, home of the prime rib specials every Friday and Saturday night. For more information and to book your next stay, please visit NewLeafHospitality.com. NewLeafHospitality.com. You're going to love it.
Hello, I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and today's Light on Liberty celebrates you, a citizen of these United States. 242 years ago, our founding fathers imagined that you should live your dreams. Our Constitution and Bill of Rights establishes the foundation of individual liberty endowed by a creator, that all men are free, and no man can take that away. I say dream big and never stop working until you attain your success. I'm Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
We've got Brian in studio from Collins and Kronk Raymond James.
Brian, I was visiting with my girlfriend the other day, and she's just a few years from retirement. She was wondering if she can still retire if there's a recession just around the corner.
This is why planning is so important. When Collins and Kronk does a financial plan for you, we look at several different scenarios. We consider the positives or the good times, as well as the bad. What if there is a recession? We do the math so we can answer your questions with confidence. We want to help you make smart decisions like when to retire or what investments to use.
Whether it's a recession or an economic boom, Collins & Kronk can help you make the right decisions. If you have $500,000 or more, call Collins & Kronk in Fargo today, 701-235-0119, 701-235-0119. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What's on your mind? From the PetroServe USA studios in Frisco, Texas. Oh, man, alive. Back we are with a bunch of Bison faithful. All right, who's traveling? Who's on the road? Who has a good road trip story about your travels down to Bisonville every year? More on Friday than Thursday usually, but I know some people have started out already. Got a free MyPillow for you today if you call us at 800-228-0550. I want to hear those bison road trip stories. I got three of them, so let's get those in while we can right now. All right? On what's on your mind, and of course, look for the Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam video. We have it on our website. Bring you all the fun and the happenings of fans at Frisco. Frisco fan cam interviews and excitement for 3 days. Watch as we go behind the scenes with Nate Tangway, locals in the area, and the teams Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go to am1100theflag.com. Experience a little bit of Frisco. We'll also put it on the K-Fire and the Flag Facebook pages as well. Gate City Bank Frisco fan cam at am1100theflag.com on our Facebook page. We thank them, PetroServe USA, for bringing you our broadcast. Also, our friends at Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment. Ports in Frisco also brought to you by Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, the Medicine Shop, the Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. Chris Kleiman coming up a little later on in the program today. Nate Tangway, four-time national champ on the defensive side of the ball for the Bison, and Steve Ballstrom will chat with Chris Kleiman coming up here in just a little bit. So, all right, what was I in the middle of? Oh, I was talking to the listener who doesn't think there's a threat here. You know, there's a threat here. 9/11 showed that. I'm not going to dismiss that. I think we've seen other examples of people being radicalized and doing things here we can't take lightly. I think, thankfully, the footprint here could be maybe a little lighter than it is overseas. And that goes back to George W. Bush saying, fight him there or fight him here. I don't like the troops in Iraq. I don't like troops in every corner of the globe fighting the war on terror. But honestly, if they can be there and take out terrorists, so you don't have to fortify the United States of America, I'll take that personally. I don't know about you, but the caller didn't sense much of a threat. My point is this. We have been at war for 40 years with Iran. Does anybody doubt there's a war on terror? You can disagree with whether or not we ought to have one, but does anybody disagree that we have a war on terror? So why are the Democrats pulling the George McGovern, Jimmy Carter playbook here of wanting to sing Kumbaya with bad actors? By the way, when George McGovern tried that, he got absolutely swamped in an election. Remember that was 72 to Nixon? And what happened to Jimmy Carter? 76. So it's not exactly popular politically, at least in history. So I'm not real sure why these Democrats are doing this. They exude weakness. And if you are a Democrat and hear them and see them and read this a different way, please share your view with me. I want to hear it, because I'm looking at this thing. If I were a Democrat, I'd be like, come on. You don't have to, tweet about it. You don't have to pound your chest about it, but at least show some strength that if we're attacked, we're going to do something about it. Look, we take out a general, and they're more concerned about the tears of his friends at a funeral than they are defending the United States of America. What has happened to the Democratic Party? Does it exist anymore? Or is it just a McGovern-Carter era party? I don't get it. Read the book, 4 Hours of Fury. Why don't you? James Fenelon, Untold Story of World War II's Largest Airborne Invasion and the Final Push into Nazi Germany. Northern France, Sunday, Christmas Eve, 1944. 3 months before they dropped into Germany, the troopers of the 17th Airborne entered combat for the first time in a manner entirely different from how they'd been trained. Without much warning, they'd been rushed to the front to set up blocking positions on Christmas Eve, 1944, along the Meuse River, is that right? Platoons of paratroopers, not fully aware of what was going on, found themselves digging foxholes in the cemetery, the final resting place for thousands of Americans killed in the previous World War. The men dug in and waited for orders, each contemplating the odds of becoming a permanent European resident themselves. They were as ready as they could be, but like all unseasoned troops, most had no idea what they were about to endure. Lynn Oz, North Dakota hero, stopped to dig His platoon stopped to dig their defensive positions in a field littered with frozen American and German corpses. The cold, dead faces of the enemy reminded the 23-year-old rifleman of his German and Ukrainian neighbors back in North Dakota. As he stood there in the snow, a nagging unease took hold of him. He had no desire to kill these people. But knowing the task ahead required resolve, he walked over to one of the bodies and forced himself to stare. In life, the young German had been tall and handsome. Feeling the need to build up his hate, Oz kicked that corpse. This is war, he thought. He's my enemy. I need to prove to myself that I can destroy him. In the coming days, almost all of his fellow troopers would get an opportunity to ignite their hate, too. On December 16th, Hitler had launched a massive surprise assault to recapture Antwerp, Belgium, and divide British and American forces. There is evil in this world, ladies and gentlemen. It is real. It is here every day. It is around the globe. And it takes good men to stand up to evil. Good men to do something they never thought they'd be put in a position to do. That's the only way we have a United States of America. So we need to stop apologizing for it. And my thanks to Lynn Oz. He sent a very nice note. A very nice note about the coverage of this program, about him and others, and talked about our support of the U.S. military service, past and present, and said, I hope you can appreciate this book. It presents an accurate description of the actions of the Battle of the Bulge and the Rhine Crossing by the 17th AD Division. Thanks for kindness. Best wishes, Lynn Oz. Gosh, beautiful note. Thank you, Lynn. God bless you. Appreciate that very much. Hey, Melvin and Dickinson. He's heading to Frisco right now. Yeah. Are you on the road, Melvin?
Yep, we're heading to Bismarck. I drive motor coach for Harlow's, and we're heading out after dinner over to Fargo, picking up a second bus there, and we got two bus loads heading down to Frisco.
Have you done this before?
I've been to Frisco three times personally, not as a coach driver, though.
So what? Just explain it for folks. I mean, is it fun?
Oh, yeah, we had a blast down there. My wife and grandson have gone the times before. They had a big pep rally Friday evening there at a minor league baseball park that fills up with I don't know how many thousands of people, and they've got that. And then you get to the game early. I think tailgating starts about 7 in the morning because the game's early at 11, and that's a blast going around that parking lot there that's just full of tailgaters.
Is it stressful driving the coach with a bunch of crazy fans behind you?
No, it ain't bad at all. I get used to that. And even when you were on there on that energy tour, it wasn't that bad, even with you on there.
Well, if you can survive me, you can survive anybody. You are a driver of a heck of a deal. Melvin, hang on. We're going to get your information so we can get you a MyPillow. That's always comes in handy for a bus driver, for sure. And thanks for calling. Others, welcome on What's on Your Mind.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speed Rower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speed Rower SP Windrower from New Holland.
Hey, Bison fans, make sure to join us every Monday and Friday on What's on Your Mind as four-time national champion Nate Tangway gives you an inside look at the road to Frisco. Hear his experiences, perspective, recaps, and previews of the playoff games, plus his weekly podcast, The Lost Boys, at am1100theflag.com. Get the inside scoop on life in the playoffs with former Bison defensive lineman Nate Tangway right here on What's on Your Mind every Monday and Friday. Brought to you by Gate City Bank, who says, Go Bison!
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A vote is expected to take place today in the U.S. House on a war powers resolution that would limit President Trump's authority to order further military action against Iran. In a statement, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is critical of Trump's recent order to kill a top Iranian general in Iraq, calling it a provocative and disproportionate military airstrike that put U.S. troops and diplomats in the region at risk. Democrats were also critical of yesterday's administration administration briefing on Iran, and while most Republicans have not spoken publicly about the briefing, Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah said it
was probably the worst briefing I've seen, at least on a military issue, in the 9 years I've served in the United States Senate.
The Labor Department says 214,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, down 9,000 from the previous week. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. If you want a better bottom line, make that next call to H.A. Thompson & Sons. Go on their website, hatandsons.com, another way to do it, and check out the commercial link. See a video there and really explain this in good fashion. But think of it this way. You know, what happened to that line item this year? Well, we had to put in a new boiler. We had to do a new... They do it all. They do your mechanical HVAC, the works, okay? They're doing, some of the conveyors for some major companies. Now, 1,000 different buildings, 1,000 different companies that they're helping in North Dakota. And what it brings you is bottom line certainty, because you have one price. They maintain it. If it breaks, they fix it. HATandSons.com, HATandSons.com. And keep listening for more of our live coverage from Frisco, the PetroServe USA studios, firmly ensconced through... all the post-game fun on Saturday in beautiful Frisco, Texas. And also our Gate City Bank fan cam is everywhere looking for all kinds of fun. And it's just a blast. We're having a great time. So join us in Frisco today. Chris Kleiman joins us next hour. And tomorrow, more exciting guests as well on the program. So talk to some fans. I'm also looking for some folks that are on their way down, doling out some MyPillows today. So a lot to do on What's On Your Mind. Without any further ado, we welcome to the program Senator John Hoeven. Welcome back, Senator. How are you?
Hey, Scott. Greetings to you, and go Bison.
What do you think? And we're the underdog, you know. I mean, I think that's a good thing because it'll motivate us a little bit. That's okay. But kind of a surprising stat there. But what's your take on this game? What's going to happen?
Well, what's the spread this year? I hadn't seen the latest. What is it?
Yeah, I think it's They're a point favorite, point or two favorite.
Oh, yeah, I did see that. I think I had seen where they maybe were a point favorite. Well, look, they've got a really strong team this year. James Madison, no question about it. Got a great team. Got a lot of – I think their whole defense is back from last year, and they had a strong defense last year, so a lot of experience there. But I tell you, we've got a great team, and, I always have confidence in the Bison. But I think it's going to be a tough game. I really do. I think this is a good team we're playing.
I want to start with impeachment because there's all this uncertainty right now. What the heck's going to happen? Just saw Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor once again say, this is unprecedented. And he also pointed very eloquently to some things that the Founding Fathers specifically said on no president should have to go through this level of, instability at the hands of a political opponent here. Do you think there's going to be impeachment hearings, just a matter of when? What's your take on this?
Well, I think she's going to send them over. I mean, it's really hard to understand what Speaker Pelosi's doing. They were in a big hurry, said, this had to be done, and so on and so forth, and then they just sit on the articles of impeachment. So I really think people are looking at that and saying, hey, she's not following the process. What's going on here? And I think it continues to hurt the case that they're trying to make. But, yeah, I think at some point she has to send them over. And you saw today, for example, a number of the Democrat senators now are coming out and saying, Speaker Pelosi, let's go, send them over.
So what's the game? I mean, does she honestly think this is leverage and that somehow that, that Mitch McConnell and the rest of the Republicans, including yourself, would say, okay, fine, we'll do it your way?
No, I really don't know. It doesn't make sense to me. And so I couldn't tell you what she's thinking. I think everybody's kind of scratching their head going, what's going on here? She's made a fuss about witnesses and that kind of thing, but again, she does not conduct the trial in the Senate. She does her part in the House. And so not only does it not make sense, but she's not following the proper procedure, which would be to transmit the articles of impeachment. So she's not following the process as she should. And then I think that raises serious questions as well with the American public.
So assuming this happens at some point, what's it going to look like? How long is it going to last?
Essentially, we follow the precedent. And again, that's why I think, we've approached this very straightforwardly, very reasonably, I think, in a way that creates support with the public as far as how we're handling it. We're following the precedent that was set during the Clinton trial. That was approved 100-0 by the senators as far as the process. That's the process we're following. I don't know how we could be more fair in terms of saying, look, we'll approach it the same way. And that, again, I think, puts House Democrats in a position of looking like they're not following the process.
So when it does, start, I mean, is it going to be weeks and weeks? Is it going to be rather quick? Is it, what's your expected outcome?
Essentially the House would present its case. We have proposed 24 hours. So you sit there 6 days a week from like 1 p.m. till 6. You convene at noon and then you go through some process, sit for 5 hours a day. And, We're essentially following that the precedent, like I talked about, that was used during the Clinton trials. You'd have the House would present their case, then the administration would present its case, and then you'd make a determination what else needs to be done as far as making a decision. So again, it's a very orderly way. It's following precedent, and there's just no reason for Pelosi to continue to delay.
Let's talk a little bit about the Iran situation. I've heard some people talk about the intel briefing that you received yesterday from Secretary Pompeo and the defense secretary and military leaders. Most Republicans have said that I've heard, heard what I needed to hear, and Democrats have said I heard nothing. But Mike Lee called it absolutely insane. I guess he was really mad that they wouldn't answer hypothetical questions, and it ended after an hour and 15 minutes and was really pretty much losing it yesterday. What was that all about?
Well, I think he was unhappy because one of the questions that was asked was in regard to if there's a debate on war powers and that kind of thing, how would it be perceived by our adversaries? And I think one of the individuals presenting said, well, that could be perceived as, indecision or something like that, that might lead, whether it's Iran or some other adversary, to be more likely to make a strike, thinking that the public support wasn't behind the president. Well, I mean, that's an opinion that one of the presenters had. It was just one comment. I think Mike took that to be somehow that, he or somebody else couldn't fully debate whatever they wanted to debate on the Senate floor. But that's just not the case. I mean, he can go down there, as can any other senator or on the House side, any House member, bring up whatever point they want and debate it, as much as they want to. So the reality is, from my perspective, the information that was provided by the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, General Milley, the Chairman of the Joint Chief of staff, Gina Haspel, who's head of the CIA, what they presented that I focused on is from the standpoint of our military and the standpoint of our intelligence agencies, they did an amazing job. And they're protecting Americans. And they're not just protecting Americans here at home. They're protecting Americans when they travel. And that's really important. We can't lose sight of that. Other countries, our adversaries, have to know that if there's an American abroad and that they kill them, that there's going to be a big price to pay because that's what protects us. And this is, our military and our intelligence agencies, the president, keeping us safe. And just one other point I want to make, Scott. Think about when we went after and got bin Laden. Think about when we went after and got al-Baghdadi. Well, going after Soleimani, he killed Americans. And they just recently killed an American. So it's very similar. And so I think, you know, it's very important that we understand that, because it's about keeping our country safe and our people safe when they're abroad.
There seems to be some sort of a disease there. And, you know, the Trump derangement syndrome among his detractors is, you know, fogging the just common sense thinking of folks. When you're defending an Iranian general that has blood on his hands, that we know of, from a country that we've been...
He's a
terrorist.
Soleimani was not just an Iranian general, which he was. He was head of their Quds force, which is a part of the Revolutionary Guard that operates outside the country and supports terrorism, Scott, killing Americans, killing our allies. This guy led that effort. He was a terrorist. He had American blood on his hands, and he was planning to do more. He was going to kill more Americans. And so it's very important that people understand that.
But have you ever seen anything like this in your adult life? To see people act like they do to a president of the United States when we're talking about the authorization of force to take out a terrorist? This is crazy.
Well, you're making an important point here. When the Obama administration killed bin Laden, myself and other Republicans, as well as the Democrats, of course, put out, look, this is good. Good job. You made the world safer. You killed bin Laden. He killed Americans. We needed to get him. And we said, good job. And so, and then how then can you not with al-Baghdadi or now with Soleimani say, hey, yeah, this guy needed to go. And that's where we've got to get above party and say, look, this is about the safety, you know, above partisanship, and say, this is about the safety of our country.
Did you receive what you needed to hear related to the claim from the Secretary of Defense and others that there was an imminent threat? That's the reason they acted in the fashion they did against
But I was aware of some of that before as well. Look at the series of events. Look, and you know what they are, Scott. But I mean, Iran had attacked ships in the Strait of Hormuz. Now, not our ships, but our allies' ships. Okay, they had been attacking our interests, our allies' interests throughout the region, okay, on a number of occasions. And now it had gotten all the way to the point where they, invaded our embassy, set one of the buildings on fire, and then they killed an American contractor in a rocket attack, one of these surrogates, you know, one of the Shiite militia that they back. So they were attacking us, even to the point where they're going after our embassy. We have embassies around the world. You cannot let anyone go in and attack our embassy. You can't allow that. That puts us all at risk. And then they killed an American contractor, and the president had made clear, you kill an American, there's going to be a big price to pay. It's very important. It is very important that he hit him hard, and he hit him hard at that point. And he did, and it really knocked him back. This Soleimani was, he was their leader in terms of exporting terrorism. And then the other thing the president did is then he de-escalated. I mean, Iran put on this attack, but they attacked Iraqi bases, not an American base, two Iraqi bases, and they didn't kill any Americans and they didn't kill any Iraqis. And then the president was very careful to de-escalate right away. So again, I think we have to look at the whole thing and also understand our strategy. Our strategy is to work with our allies to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon and from continuing to export terror. And our energy policy, of which North Dakota is a big part, is enabling us to do it because we're not dependent on their oil anymore.
Senator John Hovind with us. Question awaiting. I'll try and squeeze this one in first. Kim, and our music started already. Kim, go ahead quickly. Are you there, Kim?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you, sure.
Okay. You want a weather report from Texas?
A weather report from Texas? Well, I'd love one after the break, Kim. Don't go away. The Bison faithful are headed down there. More with Senator John Hovind after this on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Attention mineral owners, you have to check out Mineral Tracker. It is an online tool that will help you manage your assets. Many mineral owners want to manage their own interests, but it can be daunting. Mineral Tracker makes it easy. Use our self-audit tool to make sure that you're being paid correctly every month. Plus, you can see what your future income projections look like. Go to MineralTracker.com today to activate your free account. It's free. Or call the Mineral Tracker guys at 833-842-2924.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auction Company, and from all of us at Piper's Auction Realty and Land Management, we wish all of you a safe and merry holiday season and a prosperous new year. Piper's 2020 equipment auctions will bring exciting opportunities for the new year, including premier farm retirement auctions in New England, Martin, Harvey, Sharon, Church's Ferry, Jamestown, Rolette, Tuttle, Bowman, and Steele, and also in Starbuck, Minnesota. To book your land or equipment auctions, contact Piper's today. Full equipment inventories and all of our Piper's 2020 land and lease auction listings are available at Piper's.com.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, with the PetroServe USA studios. So Fun, brought to you by our friends at Border Plains, West Plains, and Northern Plains Equipment, Fisher Sales and Leasing, Gate City Bank, JDP Electric, The Medicine Shop, The Bottle Barn, and My Pillow. Speaking of Plains Egg, those folks know the world of farming is always changing, and demands on agriculture keep growing. So the challenge is to keep pace with all of it. That's why the people at Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains Incorporated are ready to help. To be successful, you'll need equipment that can get the most out of every inch of land. You'll need innovations that help you work faster and advice from people who know your field as well as they know their equipment. They are the people at Border Plains, Northern Plains, and West Plains Incorporated. Optimize that yield with the Case IH Axial Flow Combines. Find out more at PlainsAg.com, PlainsAg.com. Back with Senator John Hoeven, and Kim in Texas wanted to give us a weather report, Senator.
So we can, that sounds great, because I'm planning to head down there tomorrow if I'm able to do it.
Yeah, we'll pack accordingly. Kim, go ahead. Let us know what we need to wear.
Well, you're probably going to need a raincoat. I can't believe, can you believe in January the water comes out of the sky in a wet form instead of white form?
I have heard that happens. Yeah, so Kim, have you been to Fresco before?
Their third year.
Third year. And how would you describe it to folks?
Oh, it's just a great time. Jesse, you run into people that you haven't seen for a year, and chance to catch up and share some memories and make new ones.
Yeah, that's
a good
that's
time.
That's fantastic. Where are you from, Kim?
Oh, yeah. I'm from Buchanan.
From Buchanan,
north
all right.
North of Jamestown.
Sure, absolutely. I know Buchanan, but the senator does, too.
Okay,
know,
good. Oh, yeah.
Every corner in North Dakota, right? So a shout-out to anybody else that's with you, Kim. You want to embarrass anybody or anything?
Well, we have my daughter and my wife came along. So they made the arrangements. So we're on our way to Waco because they got to go to Magnolia or something like that. So I guess that's where we're going.
Well, you're a trooper. You're a trooper, Kim. Hang on. We'll get your information so we can get you my pillow. You can pick it up and on your way back through. Appreciate that very much. A lot of fun going on down there, no doubt about it. And you've been there darn near every time they've been in the championship.
I've only missed once. Out of that, we've won seven times the last 8 years, and there was just one year I couldn't do it because of the Senate schedule. Otherwise, I always go if I possibly can. I'm planning to go this year at again, like we talked about, it's going to be a tough game. We're playing a great team, but I have confidence in the Bison and just a couple other things. I mean, they're not only great athletes, they're just great people. I've had the chance to meet a lot of them. We took them to the White House last year, and I tell you what, these are great young men, and they represent the whole state so well, okay? They're going to be on national TV, primetime, ABC, noon Eastern, 11 o'clock Central, so prime time, big game, national TV. And it's not just about Bison Nation and NDSU, and we're so proud of them and the program and Matt Entz and the whole group. It's they represent the state in a strong, positive way. And that's good for everybody in North Dakota, and we just couldn't be more proud of this great group.
That's for sure.
It's all about crushing them.
We want to win, too. Sure, absolutely.
Of course we want to win.
Yeah, exactly.
Course,
but you're right. I mean, it's flying the flag of North Dakota, no doubt about that. I want to play you something that Ilhan Omar, Minnesota's own, and sadly an NDSU alum, too bad they have to claim her, said yesterday after the briefing of the House side, and get your reaction to this.
I feel ill a little bit because of everything that is taking place, and I think every time I hear about I hear of conversations around war, I find myself being stricken with PTSD.
ISIS
has also been eroded because of the suspension of the Iran nuclear deal. The occupant of the White House has not done a single thing to stabilize the region. He has done everything to create more tension. We are no more safer today than we were yesterday.
So she has PTSD because she's so ill from this. And by the way, I think that's very offensive to people who actually are suffering from PTSD. She's a member of Congress, and then we're not safer, and he's made us less safe. To that you say what?
Well, I think this is something that is very important as Americans look at the leadership that they need for the country in terms of keeping the country safe. Because we are able, our military, our incredible military, incredible men and women in uniform, who I just can't say enough about, and our intelligence agencies. Because to get the administration together with our military and our intelligence agencies, because we're able to undertake these kind of actions,
We prevent war. This is peace through strength. This is how we protect Americans at home and abroad. When other countries understand they can't go after us, they can't attack us, they can't hurt or attack Americans, they can't come on our embassy and burn buildings, or there'll be a huge price for them to pay. These are the very kind of things that keep us safe and keep us out of war. And it's very important that we're able to do them and do them as well as you saw this whole undertaking, and that it's part of a broader strategy to work with our allies against our adversaries to keep our country strong and safe.
Tough rhetoric coming from the left, and tough is being nice. Really idiotic. I can't believe it. Senator, thanks so much. Sorry we didn't get a chance to get to everything. We'll do it again soon. Senator John Hovind on What's on Your Mind.
Scott Hannon here with Viz Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot. I'm going to take the 2020 Wellness Challenge with Vince. I want you to do the same thing. And what am I doing? Looking at hot tubs and saunas at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. How does that connect to wellness?
Well, you're better physically, you're better mentally, you're better relationally. Everything in the human body works better in hot water or in the heat of a sauna. You just can't go through life without it. You will be better.
Every day made better. From Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, tell them Scott sent you.
Show off your school spirit with a My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. My School Spirit cards are free and available instantly with any Gate City Bank checking account. Choose from more than 45 school logos and get free unlimited ATMs everywhere in the world. Plus, Gate City Bank will donate $10 back to your school for each card ordered. Visit gatecity.bank/mycard to get your My School Spirit debit card from Gate City Bank. Gate City Bank, for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.